Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, early in the morning, our song shall rise to thee. Holy, 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 merciful and mighty God in three persons, blessed Trinity. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, early in the morning, our song shall rise to thee. Holy, 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 merciful and mighty God in three persons, blessed Trinity. Father in heaven, thank you for this day. We thank you for all your many blessings. Thank you for another day, another chance, another opportunity to give your name the glory, to give your name the honor, and to give you all of the praise. For you're worthy to be praised. You're worthy to be adored. You're worthy to be magnified. You're worthy to be glorified. And we have risen this morning, God, to offer unto you our sacrifice of praise. We are seeking you early in the morning while you may yet be found, God, before our day gets packed and overwhelming, before our day gets filled with things, oh God, that are not necessarily for your glory and for your honor. But God, we want to say thank you, God, because we understand that you provide us everything, that you are our provider, that you are our way maker, God, that you are the one that orders our footsteps, Lord. So in spite of what may come ahead of us this day, as we seek your face right now, as we seek your anointing right now, God, we ask that you would mold us and shape us, oh God, into the vessels that you need for us to be, and for you to order our footsteps, Lord, so that nothing that comes our way will be able to separate us from your love, oh God, or may even be able to deter us, oh God, or concern us. But God, in everything that we come against today, we will find ourselves being content and thankful, knowing that our God is in control, God, and you know our ending from our beginning. Order our footsteps, Lord, today. And if there's anything in us that's unlike you, God, I ask that you create in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit in us right now, God. We lay before your throne, God. We lay before your altar right now, God, and we submit ourselves to you. We submit our bodies, oh God, to be sacrificed so that they will be a living sacrifice that's holy and acceptable unto you, God. Cast the devil out of the minds right now, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we plead the blood, God, all from the top of our head, God, to the soles of our feet, God, that you would cover us in the blood so that the devil, oh God, won't get any glory, God, out of this vessel, Lord, today, God. Shape us and mold us right now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Smooth out the rough edges, God. Smooth out those things, God, that will be harmful to someone else, God. Smooth out those things, oh God, that will be detrimental to somebody else, God, and use me, God, for a vessel of honor, Lord, this day, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Do it right now, God. Oh, God, because I see great things in store for this day, God. My eyes haven't seen it yet. My ears haven't heard it yet. It hasn't even appeared in my thoughts yet, God. But I know, God, because your spirit is telling me right now, God, and revealing to me right now, God, that you have great things in store for your people.
people today, God, rain on us right now, God, in the name of Jesus, and pour into us everything that we need to walk right, God. Pour in your spirit, God, so that we can talk right. Pour into your spirit, God, so our thoughts will be right, God. Our thoughts be lovely. Our thoughts to be pure. Our thoughts to be holy. And then, God, we don't have to fret about not having peace, oh, God, in the midst of storms that may be around us. Oh, God, this is our time that we bow ourselves before you, oh, God, so that you can crown us with your glory, oh, God, and equip us for the day. Oh, God, so much that you have in store for us, God, so many plans that you have in store for us, Lord, and our purpose and our plans and our desires for today, oh, God, to fill the purpose and the plans that you have for our lives. We want your will to be done. And start right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, mold me and shape me, God. Fill me up, oh, God, until I overflow, God. Oh, God, I want to be a new vessel, Lord, today. Because old things have passed away. And since you allow me to see a brand new day, God, that I have new mercies, God, and I have new anointing, God. I have a new refreshing, God. Oh, God, I have newness, God. My old thoughts, God, them things are going away, God, because you blessed me to see a brand new day. My old way. Lord, I don't have to pull them up no more, God, because you blessed me to see a brand new day, God. I don't have to bring anything from the past, oh, God, but I can press towards you because you have greater in store for me each and every day that you allow me to see. Help me to continue to press, Lord, in the name of Jesus, to not become weary in well-doing, but let me get into the press, God, in the name of Jesus, because the harvest is truly plenteous, but the laborers are few, God. Souls need to be saved, Lord. Souls need to be redirected to you. Someone needs to know that you still live and that you still reign, God, and that your blood still works, Lord. Use me as a vessel, God, to proclaim your good news, oh, God, today, to let someone know, God, that Jesus still saves. You are still a redeemer, God. You are still a strong tower. You are still a way maker, God. And someone needs to know, God, that you still can and that you still will move on our behalf, oh, God, and move on behalf of your people. Bless us, oh, God, today, oh, God, to be the vessel that you need us to be. Oh, God, to be the lights that you need for us to be. Help us even right now to let our light so shine. Oh, God, that men might see our good works, Lord. I'm talking about being prepared for the day, God. In the name of Jesus, prepared for what you have for us today. Prepared, oh, God, for, oh, God, the traps that the enemy may try to set for us today. I know he will, Lord, because he's not pleased with us serving you. The enemy is not pleased with us surrendering to your will. And so as we make this declaration right now, God, that we want you to come tomorrow and have your way. Oh, God, that we're saying yes to your will, and that we're saying yes to your way. Oh, God, the enemy is trying to do everything he can for us not to submit to your will and be obedient to your word. But I put flesh under subjection right now, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, our flesh, Lord, today won't get your glory. Oh, God, but all the glory and all the honor, it shall be thine and it shall go to you. As I lift my hands, oh, God, in worship, I lift my hands in surrendering to you, Lord. I surrender to your way right now. I surrender to your move right now. Come no more and fall afresh on your people right now. Oh, God, so that as we go through this day, this Thursday, this day, I believe it's today, is February 9th, God. Oh, God, help us. Walk with us. Walk with us throughout the day. Talk with us throughout the day as we find ourselves continually praying without ceasing. You tell us that men ought to always pray. So give us the pray. No matter what situation may be going on in our lives. Oh, God, we can be in the valley low, or we can be on the mountaintop. But, God, teach us and show us to pray. For when we pray, God, nothing is impossible. Oh, God, when we seek your face and put our faith in you, oh, God, nothing is impossible, Lord. Oh, God, and if there's any disbelief in us, Lord, today, we ask that you would help our unbelief, Lord, because we want great things from you, God. We don't want to put you in the box, Lord, but we want, oh, God, you to do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ever ask or think. God, we want to believe, God, that you're able to do things that we can't even imagine, Lord, and I know that you can, and I know that you will, so help leap our faith, help grow our faith, God, help expand our faith, Lord, in the name of Jesus, and when we make that request, God, we understand that our faith will be tried, oh, God, but a faith that's tried in the fire, it'll come out as pure gold, because you are a refining fire, God. You are a purifying fire, Lord. So make us strong, Lord, today. Help us to stand for you, Lord, today. Help us to keep your word on our heart, Lord, that we might not sin against thee. And then, God, help us to have a praise on our lips, Lord, because praise is comely for the upright, that we can make a joyful noise unto the God of our salvation and make his name glorious in this place. I thank you, Lord, because all my hallelujah, it belongs to you. All of my glory and my praise, it belongs to you. I worship you. I adore you. I magnify you and I lift you up, Lord, because you said when you are lifted up, you'll draw. And we want you to draw us into your bosom, God, because in the presence of the God of our salvation, there is fullness of joy. There is life for forevermore, so we need you, God, today. And so we're tapping into you right now, God, making your name glorious, God, making your name glorious and praiseworthy this day, God, because you are the God that we serve. Thank you, God, that you are not a respecter of persons, nor are you a respecter of locations, that where we at, wherever we gather, oh, God, in your name, God, you promised that you would be in the midst. And so even though we're on a teleconference call right now, God, you're still in the midst of us right now, God. I feel your anointing even as I'm praying in an office at my job, God. I feel your anointing in this place, God. Oh, God, so continue to sweep over our souls and continue to, God, allow us to tap into you, God, because you are the source of our strength and you are the strength of our lives. Let your praises, God, flow from our lips all the day long, God. Make your name glorious, to make your name proud, oh God, to give your name the praise and the honor that you're so worthy of. Help me to walk worthy, God, today, of the vocation wherewith I have been called. I've been called out of darkness. I've been called to be a light. I've been called to praise your name. Oh God, that's my job, God, to make a joyful noise unto you. That's my job, God, to share the good news of Jesus Christ with someone. That's my job, God, to make your name glorious. That's my vocation. That's my calling. So help me to walk worthy, God, today, all day long, walk worthy of God, of being called a son of the most living, of the most, of the son of the most high and living God. Thank you, Lord. Have your way, God, in us today. Move by your power. Move by your might. Move by your strength. Move by your spirit, Lord, upon us today, wherever we may be at. I know we've had callers from different areas. I thank you, God, that we're willing to pray. Some are making even a greater sacrifice than I'm making. Some are on Central Time. Some are on Mountain Time. And some is even called from Pacific Time. And we all come together to make the sacrifice, Lord, to come and pray together. Because we're more effective when we are together. One can set 1,000, but two can set 10,000. What can we do for the kingdom, Lord? We all come together, oh God, and put our denominations under subjection. God, put them down, God. Put our own proud desires down and just come to magnify our God and to do the work that he has called for us to do. And that is to go teach all nations, baptize them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Help us, Lord, today that we may do your bidding, that you might be pleased with us and that you might get the glory out of our lives. Have your way in us now. Oh, God, show us great and mighty things, Lord. I see great things ahead of us this day. So, God, help us to walk in anticipation, not in fear, not in the desire for lack, but, God, help us to anticipate, expect great things from you today. Today, I believe, God, that you have something great in store. So pour out upon your people. Bless us, God. Open up our eyes that we might see. Open up our ears that we might hear. And open up our hearts that we might receive the great things that you have in store for us this day. We love you, God. We magnify your name. We glorify your name. And we give you all of the glory, the honor, and the praise because it belongs to you. My worship, my adoration, my focus, my heart. I give it all over to you as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable, because, God, that's the least that I can do. But I don't want to just do the least. Lord, I want to do more for you, day by day, growing stronger, growing wiser, submitting to your will, doing more for you, for your kingdom, and for your glory. Bless these, your people, who have taken time out to pray. You tell us that men ought to always pray and not faint.
And so when we come together, that is our commandment that we rely upon. That is what we're doing to obey you. When we obey you, we show that we love you. We show that we are submitting to you. And one of the things that you've told us to do is pray. So when we come together, God, we are being obedient to your commands. So, God, bless your people for their obedience. Bless them for their sacrifice. Bless them for their desire to build a stronger relationship with you. Thank you, God. We love you with all of our heart, with all of our mind, and with all of our soul. Love you, Lord, today. Not just because you first loved us, but just because you showed us how to love. And God, you do so many wonderful and marvelous things that we cannot even tell it all. But let your light shine in us today. Your light of love, your light of hope, your light of strength, your light of favor. That we may be a witness, that we may love on someone that needs love, that we may be an encourager to someone who needs encouragement, that we may be a blessing to you and to your people. Thank you for this time of prayer. Bless your people. In the mighty and matchless name of Jesus, we pray this morning. Amen and amen.